dozens more. This book is volume one. We hope to publish another volume soon. We began this project with a vision to provide an easy-to-read, short story-style overview of why Bitcoin matters, of why so many of us are excited about it. We wanted something we could share with family, friends, and coworkers that they might actually read, a compendium that they could pick up for 5 minutes, no commitment, or explore for a few hours. It needed to be engaging, with real-world analogies to make the tech understandable. It needed to be inspirational, with a vision of how these things could positively impact humanity. It needed to be honest, acknowledging the shortcomings of our current systems and the technology itself. Despite our best efforts, we're sure there are things we could improve and change. This is a first edition. We've edited heavily in some places for readability while always trying to preserve the essence of the talk. We believe we've struck a good balance and we're pleased with the book as a whole. We hope you are too. If you have any comments about editing, content, or suggestions about how we can make the book better, please email us at errata@merkelbloom.com. Tips to make your reading and listening experience even better. Each talk is intended to stand alone. There's no need to start at the beginning, although if you're unfamiliar with Bitcoin, you may want to start at the first talk, What is Bitcoin?, to get an overview of the topic. You'll notice some repeating themes and analogies, like the Red Flag Act or the parent and child talk about money. While the examples occasionally repeat, they're most often used to illustrate a different point in each talk. You'll find a robust index at the end of the print version of this book. One of the things we're most proud of is this index. We've worked hard to provide an index that will allow you to cross-reference and research themes and topics. If you're following along with the audiobook, reference the index in the text version of this book. And to watch all of the original videos of the talks featured in this book, visit theinternetofmoney.info. Chapter 1. What is Bitcoin? Disrupt, Startup, Scale Up. Athens, Greece, November 2013. Listener note. This talk was given in late 2013. Bitcoin transactions are no longer free, but fees are minimal. Currently, transaction fees are approximately 10 cents per transaction, regardless of the monetary value of the transaction. Good afternoon, Athens. Thank you for having me today. You want disrupt? I've got disrupt. I've got downright revolution. Today, we're going to talk about the most exciting, most interesting, and probably the most important technological invention in computer science of the last 20 years. I'm here to talk about Bitcoin. Bitcoin is digital money, but it's so much more than that. Saying Bitcoin is digital money is like saying the internet is a fancy telephone. It's like saying the internet is all about email. Money is just the first application. Bitcoin is a technology, it's a currency, and it's an international network of payments and exchange that is completely decentralized. It doesn't rely on banks. It doesn't rely on governments. We have never done this before in the history of humanity. This invention is truly revolutionary. When we look back, we'll see this as a historic moment in the evolution of computer science, but it's also a social and political revolution in the making. So, let's get started. 1.1. Bitcoin, the invention. Bitcoin is digital money. It is money just like euros or dollars, only it's not owned by a government. You can send it from any point in the world to any other point in the world instantaneously, securely, and for minimal or no fees at all. 2 days ago, we saw one of the largest transactions ever recorded on the Bitcoin network, where someone transferred $150 million between two Bitcoin accounts in 1 second for zero fees. Just that allows you to grasp how disruptive this technology is going to be in terms of international payment systems, but this is just the beginning. Bitcoin is a digital currency that came into existence in 2008 as an invention by a person called Satoshi Nakamoto. He published a paper where he posited that he had found the way to create a decentralized network that could achieve consensus, agreement, without any central controlling authority. Now, if you've studied computer science or distributed systems, this is known as the Byzantine Generals problem. It was first described in 1982. Until 2008, it was an unsolved problem. Then Satoshi Nakamoto said, "I've solved it." Guess what happened next?